When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
This is CBS Eye on the World, the small business report from Jean Marks, the Guardian small business reporter, the Philadelphia Inquirer, other distinguished publications. We're looking now at small business and AI, small business and employment, small business and the national economy. Jean, you have a piece up at Medium that's extremely positive. The assertion is that small businesses are thriving. Is that deregulation? Is that what's doing it?
There's a lot of different things. I mean, when I look at the economy for small businesses right now, the economy itself, regardless of how you look at the GDP number, there has been significant growth. Even the Wall Street Journal just reported just 2 weeks ago that the global economy is powering through, even with this historical increase in tariffs. And bear in mind that the Wall Street Journal editorial staff are not big fans of these tariffs at all, and the journal also had a second report about how, the U.S. economy is regaining its swagger. Stock market is reaching record highs. The University of Michigan's consumer sentiment index is up as well. Small business confidence in a number of different surveys that I follow from CNBC, the National Federation of Independent Business, remains, high and strong and recovered from some doubts that a lot of businesses had at the beginning of this year. I had mentioned in our last segment that hiring has been, resilient and remained good, according to Paychex and even their competitor ADP as well. And then other reports, there's Umpqua Banks has a business barometer report that says businesses have a steady outlook. Biz2Credit, which is a firm that offers, financing for small businesses, said that even despite the lingering, tariffs and higher interest rates, monthly earnings are markedly up from May and have continued a positive run, nearly doubling since the beginning of the year. And then I think just looking ahead, businesses themselves they're happy to hear a lot of rollback in regulations, and there are some significant rollbacks going on. And with the passing of that big, beautiful bill, and again, there are pros and cons about this bill, but, if you're a business owner, you gotta love all of the permanence and these tax cuts, including some additional tax cuts specifically for businesses, and added deductions for buying capital equipment and building manufacturing facilities. I don't talk to a single business owner that doesn't see good in that. So they're looking ahead. And I do think that a lot of businesses are looking beyond the tariff threat as well. They realize that a lot of this stuff is going to be resolving itself. And, they're looking at a good few years of doing their thing without a lot of, government oversight and looking over their shoulders. And I think that's why I think they're doing, they're having a pretty good year in 2025.
All right. Shadows. There are shadows. One of them is Gene's highlighted a shift of health costs to workers in 26. That can be a problem. What's it look like now?
I mean, in 2024, there was a 9% increase. In 2025, there was a 9% increase. Now in 2026, I'm hearing like another 6.5% to 9% increase, according to all the people that cover healthcare. It is healthcare costs continue to go up, and it continues to be, an issue. Again, people say that in this bill, you know, the cut to, you know, health benefits to certain people is going to weigh heavy. Hospitals are going to have to make up for the difference. They're going to have to increase their prices. The insurance companies are going to have to cover that. Insurance companies I'm seeing now are starting to cover more and more the weight loss drugs, which are great, but they're expensive as well. So, you know, if you're a small employer, it's getting harder and harder to provide health care for your employees. And it's an essential benefit. It's super important. So many employers are shifting some of these costs down to their employees. Others are trying to figure out ways to self-insure using things like level benefit plans. Others are leaning hard into health reimbursement accounts and health savings accounts as a way to try and offset some of these costs. There are a lot of different things you can do, but the bottom line is that, you know, healthcare is continuing to be a problem, and I think is going to be rising. Whenever you poll small businesses around the country, they always say, oh, you know, demand is one of our biggest issues. Finding and retaining workers is always one of our biggest issues. But creeping up among those big issues is the cost of healthcare. And I think that's going to be an even bigger issue in the next couple of years.
One more detail about shadows. ICE is arresting or detaining and deporting people without documents. It strikes me as a Western story. Is it also here in the East, Gene?
Yeah, it is. ICE itself has been getting a lot of attention because of the deportations they're doing of the murderers and criminals and rapists and all that kind of stuff. But I am warning my clients, and if you're listening to this and you're running a business, please know ICE is ramping up to go after businesses to try and find undocumented workers. They're going to be doing that in a big way starting next year. And it's up to us, as business owners, to make sure that our paperwork is in order. You've got some time now. Go back and double check your I-9s. Make sure you've signed up for E-Verify. Every single worker needs to be verified that they are have the documentation to work. Even if they provided you documentation a few years ago that could be out of date, get updated information because you'll be asked. And it's our responsibility. We could be subject to fines and other penalties if we get raided by ICE or visited by ICE and the documentation isn't there and we're employing undocumented workers. Even if we're doing it without our knowledge, it's still our responsibility to make sure we're up to date.
Insurance is a small business in many parts of the country, and there's good news. Agentic artificial intelligence could create up to $450 billion in economic value by 28. Do you see it already, Gene?
Yeah, I am. You and I talked, earlier. I forget if we even went on air about like agentic AI and how right now the uses of using AI as agents to do the work of people. I still, most of my clients are not doing this. I would not recommend this. It's still early days. It's going to come, but it's still early days for this stuff. However, the insurance industry is one of the leaders that are ahead in doing this. And they have reason to do this. The more agentic AI applications they can use to check compliance, complete forms, do a lot of the repetitive tasks that underwriters have to do, AI can do a lot of that stuff, and it can do it without much human involvement. And that's why insurers are making some big investments in this stuff, because it really makes sense for them. They're using it as a supplement to their existing humans that are there doing it. Ultimately, though, it will be doing this stuff in lieu of a lot of those humans. And does that mean a loss of jobs? It probably will, John. So that's the start of agentic AI in industry right now. Look to the insurance industry, because they're the ones, I think, leading the path.
I report to you, Gene, that I'm finding uses for Claude. I use Anthropic's Claude. That there's no instruction book, when you sign up to these things. You have to figure it out on your own or somebody tell you. Claude does not only copy editing, he'll do formatting for me. And once I tell him what it is, he does it every time. I don't have to reorder him or correct him. It's perfectly done. Now, that sounds minor, but it's not in the life of a writer and a reporter. That's an enormous burden taken off your shoulders. And I don't know if anybody's calculated the value, but it certainly is substantive for my work.
It makes it, it's such a time saver, a lot of these AI applications. And again, the agents that are being touted by the big tech companies will someday be doing the work on behalf of us. But for right now, there are a lot of great generative AI platforms like Claude, obviously Gemini, Copilot, you know, of course, ChatGPT, even Grok, that will do this work for you, John. And when people are talking about small businesses leaning into this, it makes a big, I'm going to give you one example. I did a webinar.
30 seconds, 30 seconds.
Sure. I did a webinar with a company the other week. We had like 300 questions that came in from the webinar and we wanted to respond. We put all those questions into ChatGPT and it summarized all the questions into like six main themes. And it did it in like 2 minutes, John. It would have taken like a week's worth of work for somebody to go through all those questions on their own. So this stuff really does save time. It's a very good productivity tool.
Early days. Gene Marks, small business columnist for Guardian, for Philadelphia Inquirer, other distinguished publications, back from Florida.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Gas, groceries, eating out, it all adds up fast. With the Verizon Visa card, you get rewarded every time you spend. Get 4% in rewards on gas, dining, and at grocery stores. And you can put those rewards toward your Verizon bill or on new tech like a smartwatch and earbuds. Apply today at Verizon. Application required subject to credit approval. Must be a Verizon mobile account owner or manager or Fios account owner. See Verizon.com/Verizon Visa card for terms and restrictions. The Verizon Visa signature card is issued by Synchrony Bank pursuant to a license from Visa USA Inc.
This is Matt Rogers from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
This is Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Hey, Bowen, it's gift season.
Ugh, stressing me out. Why are the people I love so hard to shop for?
Probably because they only make boring gift guides that are totally uninspired. Except for the guide we made.
In partnership with Marshalls, where premium gifts meet incredible value.
It's giving gifts! With categories like best gifts for the mom whose idea of a sensible walking shoe is a stiletto.
Or best gifts for me that were so thoughtful I really shouldn't have.
Check out the guide on Marshalls.com.
And gift the good stuff at Marshalls.
Love the night? Reach for Zin After Dark, a limited cocktail-inspired series for those who get up when the sun goes down. Try Zin's Mojito, Spiced Cider, and Espresso Martini nicotine pouches. Find them at select retailers. Available while supplies last. Zin After Dark. Bring on the night. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.